Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Yeah, in case you missed it, Mike Johnson was elected as Speaker of the House. Brian Kilmeade will weigh in on that after 5 o'clock live. We're going to visit with Frank Cusimano here. Jan, I was thinking about this. I don't think it really matters that KSDK is moving from downtown because Frank never just sauntered on over from his office to visit with us on a Friday, has he?
No,
he's always been on the phone, right?
Yeah.
So we don't really care that you're moving, Frank. How are you? Happy New Year. Good point, Jane.
I tried to get in once, but they said they had a stipulation about Italians in that studio. So.
Don't tell anybody.
Kind of forgot about that. I squeaked through. Hey, Frank, there was a great tweet from your friend, not really mine. You know him very well, but I'm a fan of Brady Cook, where he said, catch y'all on the flip, and really wrote a very, very passionate and sincere thank you tweet, if you will, to Mizzou Nation, to his teammates, to Coach Drink, and the rest of the coaching staff. He should have mentioned you by name because you've been great to Brady Cook.
Well, he's the best. If I had a third son, I'd like it to be Brady Cook. And it's just, I mean, you know, when we signed him at Channel 5 for our little NIL deal, very small one, I thought we were getting, you know, a pretty good talker. I didn't think we were going to get one of the most compelling athletes in the state of Missouri in 2024, which he was. I'm still asking for somebody to tell me what athlete has ever gone to the hospital in the middle of a game, came back, right, and win the game. I don't know of anybody.
And, you know, that's a story that really probably deserved more national attention and didn't get it.
But I will say this. He got some text, and one of them was from Peyton Manning.
Oh, yeah, that's
like,
right.
The next day. Good work, kid.
I do remember that. Well, what's going on this weekend, and what's your thoughts on the CFP at this point? I mean, yesterday was not as competitive as I think people had anticipated. Georgia did not have their starting quarterback. I find it fascinating. Jay, I don't know if you know this. All four teams that had the byes lost. All four of them.
That's interesting. Mm. That's very interesting.
Well, some of them didn't deserve a bye. And the only really bad thing about the college football playoff is that they gave byes to teams that won conferences just because they won conferences. Right. That's not the way to do it. It's, you pick your 12, and then you seed them then about who is the best four, and they should get the byes. But in terms of the actual games, Ohio State looks like the best team on the planet Earth. I don't think Texas can get them. And Notre Dame-Penn State is going to be fascinating. I mean, that is going to be a great old-school matchup between two really well-coached squads.
I think Notre Dame's going to get them.
I guess maybe. I don't know. I don't like any of these teams. That's the problem.
Yes.
And I think that there's going to be a discussion in the aftermath of this, Frank, because, you know, there are a lot of schools. I think, look at Mississippi last night. There's a lot that were on the outside looking into the CFP that probably deserve to be in, but this is the system. They have to tweak it. They have to learn from it.
Yes.
I'm just glad we have the playoff. I mean, we should be happy because we bitched about it for so long.
We've started. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm glad you brought up Mississippi because I make like one bet every 20 years or something. So last night I knew that Lane Kiffin was going to come in there with an ornery, nasty attitude and embarrass the hell out of Duke.
Oh, he did.
And so, yes.
I can now have
dinner this week. Yeah. But, yeah, that was an easy way to win it because they were kicked off, and they're a really good team. They thought they should have been in the college football playoff, which I don't think they should have been because they had that bad loss, I guess, against Kentucky. But, yeah, they laid it on Duke last night.
Hey, Mizzou lost to Illinois, obviously, the bragging rights game. They won the other day against a team that's probably a high school team, but they head right into the SEC fire this weekend, don't they?
Oh, my gosh. If you thought Illinois was good, and by the way, Illinois is really good. They put on the performance of the year last night and just blew out Oregon at Oregon, who's ninth in the country. But tomorrow for Mizzou, they're going to be facing an Auburn team. And you look at this resume, this is insane. They already have won on the road at Houston, which is fifth in the NET rankings, on a neutral court over Iowa State. They're sixth, and they have double-digit wins against North Carolina, Purdue, Memphis, and Ohio State, all top 50 in the net. I mean, they are insanely good.
Well,
this is going to be a tough task for Mizzou.
And one of the – look, I think he's always been one of my favorites. I got to know him very well when he was at UW-Milwaukee. Bruce Pearl is one of the best coaches in the country. He just is.
Yeah, he may be ethically challenged, but in terms of being a coach, he's as good as anybody.
He has been ethically challenged over the years. You're right about that. You know the backstory there, but he's a hell of a coach. There's no doubt about it. What is coming up on Sunday night, Frank?
Well, real quickly, SLU has a big one tonight against St. Joe's. There's a ray of hope for SLU, by the way, because they just went to Fordham, their first A-10 game, and they blew them out of the building. Blue's got a big one against Brady Tkachuk and the Senators. Brady comes in with 17 goals. Sports Plus Sunday night, we got a good one. It's going to be our final interview with Brady Cook. We're going to just go over everything, and he was just outstanding. We just taped it. And then we're going to have the 10 sports figures to watch in 2025 in the region.
Can you just, as a preview, are any of the 10 members of the St. Louis Cardinals baseball team?
Yes.
Oh,
actually,
okay.
There are three people associated with them, two players and one executive.
Awesome. And also, Sue wanted me, she reminded me here just a minute ago to mention
I
won my fantasy football championship, Frank.
Oh.
She wanted me to remind the audience to tell
like
you
everybody?
About that. She's always interested in that. Cusimano, have a great weekend. Enjoy that, Brady Cook.
That's
Thank
all.
You very much. We'll see you. Jane, you have a great weekend, too.
I will.
All right, we'll see you next Friday.
Get more at 971talk.com.